The University of Alaska Board of Regents has passed a budget for next year, but there's concern about state funding. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Regents meeting in Fairbanks approved a $971 million operating budget. That includes a $395.7 million request from the state. Legislators funded the university at $373 million this year, a level that, combined with rising fixed costs, resulted in $26 million in cuts. University President Pat Gamble told Regents to expect another shortfall.
All you got to do is look at the price of oil and the fact that we haven't come out yet with what the revenue prediction is.
The price of oil has dropped about $30 a barrel in recent months, setting the state up for a major revenue dip if the trend persists. This is the time of year when the state crunches budget numbers, and Gamble pointed to an additional complication this fall, the undecided race for governor between incumbent Sean Parnell and challenger Bill Walker.
And the two potential governors both have different views of how they want to treat the university. We've got quotes from both of them. The one thing that's common in both cases is they've got big bills to pay, and the university is one of the biggest, and they're going to look very carefully at how much money they're going to give the university. We then have to look very carefully at where are we going to put those fewer and fewer dollars.
Gamble said the budget problems come as some university programs are showing success, pointing to positive testimony heard by Regents this week about culinary, health and safety, engineering, and mining programs. Gamble warned that a third straight year of budget cuts raises questions about program sustainability.
How many years can we try to overcome $25 million in a row? How many years can we do that in a row and finally just run out of things to be able to find the dollars for?
Regents meet for a budget retreat in January to discuss long-term funding issues. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.